Casey.
Hi, Casey. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your current marketing team.
Yep.
How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Do you have a second to speak with me?
Sure.
Okay, cool. So your account actually came across my desk. I'm part of the upgrade team over here at Local Splash, and we actually have an opportunity for some of our loyalty program clients. They have started a special here regarding an opportunity that's available for you guys. So first and foremost, there's a couple of questions. Are you receiving all the phone calls that you'd like to receive from your program, or would you like to increase?
I mean, I can't spend no more money because I'm already up to like $400 and something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
all right.
Of course, everybody wants more work.
Right. Everybody does want more work. I see that your program, let me see here, it bills on the 16th at $300.
Right, and then next month is $450 because they give me every other month free on my $150 thing I was on. I just upgraded it 2 months
right.
ago.
Right, and how are you seeing the results with the Google Ads? Are you happy with the results there?
It's a little better, but it's not remarkable.
Mm. Okay, all right. All right, the opportunity that we have for you is for Google Guarantee as well as for Yelp Ads. I don't know if you've ever done any type of advertising through Yelp, but we're seeing a very... very, very strong return right now for your particular category with the Yelp ads vertical. But it is a $500 investment. And then they're waiving the setup fee for the Google Guarantee. So you're basically getting two complete lead sources. But it is a higher cost than what you're currently paying. If you were to give something like this an opportunity, I would definitely suggest stopping the Google ads simply because the efforts can be better spent elsewhere. However, the minimum for the Yelp is the $500. I don't have any way to bring it down any lower than that if the budget's at capacity. Seems like we might be at a stalemate a little bit.
Yeah, because I've been paying $150 for like 3 years, and then
mm-hmm.
I upped it to the $450.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Given the going ahead and giving it a go with the Google Ads, I see that here.
That's what you guys told me I needed.
Right. And Google Ads is definitely a great way to go. I'm not knocking it. It's just there for your particular category for appliances, appliance repair, we've seen a great influx with the Yelp ad. We rolled the Yelp ad program out probably about 3 months ago. It is a newer program for us. And right now we're just running a year-end special to try to get everybody set up the best way possible. And Yelp ads for your particular vertical for appliance repairs has been absolutely phenomenal. The last client that we signed up for the Yelp ads, he actually saw 123% return on
right.
top of what he was already doing. But that's done at a $500 investment,
right.
like I said. So we just wanted to call and share that with you and give you the opportunity first and kind of see where things were at for you and if there's any way that we could move this along in a different direction.
Like right when I upped it, the first couple of weeks, there was a big increase, but then it's back down to just the normal now. I've not gotten a single fresh lead in like 3 days.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, I'll definitely put it in here.
They refresh my website or whatever they do, and then when they did that, I started getting calls, but it only lasted
mm-hmm.
a month or so, and then it started dying off again, so I don't
okay.
understand how it all works.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put in here to see if there's anything else that they can do to reevaluate the opportunity, reevaluate the keywords or the whole shebang, see if there's anything else we can do to bring you more calls faster, okay?
That would be great.
Without spending any more money. I do appreciate your time today. And if you're interested, Casey, in Yelp ads, or you find that you'd like to give that a shot, our clients are seeing a great return with that. Okay?
Okay. Thank
All
you.
Right. Thank you. Yeah. Bye-bye. Hey, I met with him for like over an hour. How is it possible to meet with somebody for over an hour and feel like you never really said anything? He does. But he's cool. He's cool. Yeah, it's getting better. It's getting better. He gave me this list. I got to get my bean soup going here. He gave me this list of items as basically assignments that everybody in the company has. And then he's down at the bottom. He's got my name on there. Or no, he doesn't have my name on there. He has the upgrade stuff. And he's like, how do we integrate this? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Just what I said. Like, I don't know. Sometimes he asks some questions that, like, don't make sense, right? And I'm learning to speak up and say, hey, what do you mean exactly by this, you know? But he shared me on this document, and he asked me, like, basically how I think that we're going to integrate these tasks and assign them. I can't explain it exactly. I don't know. The conversation and stuff went pretty good. He is still working over compensation. He has said something about, I think what he's getting at is he wants to give me more hourly and still have me keep, like, what I'm making on LSAs. Trying to figure out, he mentioned, oh, I need you to send me the script that we put together for JP. Send it to me, please. Because he mentioned to me, he's like, I think if we have like an appointment setter and, you know, like basically, and I go, we already have a script for that. He goes, we do. I said, yeah. He goes, what do you mean? I said, Chris and I built a script for that already this year. Thank you. And then because he got called from a telemarketer today. And it was basically a situation where he thought it was a bot that was doing the scheduling. Yeah. So he's like asking me questions and what do I think about this and what do I think about that? And I'm like, well, I think that we could have it. He's like, basically, you know, well, how do you feel about being tied to one or two openers and them scheduling in your calendar? I said, we're fine. I'm fine with that. Chris and I had already started that, like started laying the groundwork for it. And he's like, really? Like he acted like he was brand new to it. I know. I didn't go there with him. I just left it be. I just left it be because I already know, and I know you already know, so that's all. We already know. That's all that matters, okay? Beyond that, though, I told him the thing about Abraham stepping on the toes. Again, after it's happened a week, well, after it happens like a week later, like I feel stupid, kind of. You know what I mean? He doesn't see it the same way at all, Chris. Okay. So I tell him this. I said, first of all, the account was notated. It should have came back to me. He goes, wait a minute. You pitched it in August. I said, I did. He goes, so 7 months later, it comes back to you. I said, absolutely. I spent an hour on the phone with the guy. And he is like, okay. He goes, how long did it take you to call him? I said, I was on the phone with a current, I was on the phone getting another sale, so I couldn't call him right then. It took me less than 30 minutes. He's like, 30 minutes is a long time. It's okay. He basically swooped on me. That Abraham, he basically swooped on me in this account, right? And he's like, he doesn't see it the same way. And I just, that's what I said. I'm like, okay, well, that's interesting. Seeing as how this is, I said, this is how it's always been. I just told him, I know. And this is what I told him at the end of the day. I said, listen, it's not that I'm not a team player. I'm a team player. You got to understand this is my livelihood and this is how I make my money. I said to you, I need you to understand that when something's notated and this is how it's been, he goes, this is how it's been. He goes, that's news to me. I said, this is how it's been. Even operations to revenue and revenue to operations. If somebody in operations has pitched somebody on Google Ads and I'm talking to them about Google Guarantee, I don't sell them on Google Ads because somebody else has already talked to them about that. It's just like a common courtesy type of thing. And he's like, really? And I said, yeah. He's like, and how often does that happen? And I don't want to tell him it happens every day because I don't want him to take it away. I just said it happens. You know what I mean? And then he goes, okay, well, we may have to reevaluate that. Buddy Bear, I don't know why he's always trying to reevaluate everything. However, I told him that in this particular case, I didn't think it was cool because he swooped on me. At the end of the day, the client needed to be signed up, and the reason that I didn't really trip on it too much or really press the point was because he didn't charge the application fee. He's like, well, you get paid on the activation budget, right? I said, I do not get paid on the activation budget. I get paid on the application fee. And he said, okay. And so he gave me access to a different report. What he wants me to do is basically get him a couple more Yelps, which I'm going to turn my darndest to do for him. But what he said is he wants me to give them LSA for free, no application fee, and get if they purchase $500 in Yelp. Right? Can I sell that? And I said, I could definitely try. He wants me to try with appliance repair guys first. So, okay. There's about five from this list that he gave me. Two are already out. One just told me no. I said, listen, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to get you what you need. But then he said something about the compensation. I said, the compensation needs to definitely be reevaluated. I told him straight up. I said, $87 on a $500 ain't cutting it. When I spend more time like that, I said, and I'm giving up $150 commission on an LSA. So, well, he was like, wow. Like when I was talking to him, I'm like, you can't be that surprised. This can't be that. You're not that new. Come on, buddy. Well, he was, maybe he was just acting surprised for my benefit, but I told him, he's like, I said, listen, I'm going to get you what you need. Okay. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to get you some more Yelp, and I will do it with the sacrifice of my, $150 commission. However, he said he was going to evaluate what that looks like for me. So if I do this where I'm waiving the setup fee for LSA and getting him the Yelps that he needs before next payday, I need you to figure out how he's going to compensate me for that. Help. Yeah, you. I need you to help me figure that out if I do it. I'm going to do it because I told him I'm going to do it. You know, I told him that. I said, I could do it. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to make it happen. But you know, I'm basically sacrificing my big commission for a tiny little. He's all, well, how much is the commission on a $500 Google Ads? I said $87. He's all, $87. I was like, yeah, that's exactly how I feel. $87. That's what I told him. I said 17.5%. He said, okay. I don't know. He acted brand new when I talked to him about it. Yeah. Right. Well, I told him too. I said, listen, I'm going to get them for you because I'm a team player. I'm going to do it because you asked me to do it. But I want you to understand what it looks like for me financially. Well, and I need him to really understand. Like, I hope that he really understands. Like, I need to make at least what I'm making now, or I'm not going to be able to take this upgrade job. Like, I have to make it to feed my family. Between you and I, you know, my husband doesn't make as much money as he should or could. And that fucking affects me. You know what I mean? I made $17,000 more than he did this year. Like, I have to make that fucking money. I can't be without it, Chris. Like, I can't live my life without it. I know that. I'm just letting you know, like, this is where I'm at in my mind and in my heart, and I'm willing to stick to it. Like, I'm willing to stay in the position that I'm in to make what I'm currently making if that's what I have to do. And I just want that to be clear. Right. Right. You got to be about your paper. Mm-hmm. Right. We're all in a shitstorm, you know? You know it exactly. You already know it. You already know it, and that's that, you know? And I got to go somewhere else. I got to do something else. And I can't live where I live, and I'm not prepared to give it up. Small, humble beginnings, we'll say. Yeah, when you started, I've increased my revenue since you started by 30,000. What I make for this company. I was starting out at like 45, 46, 47. In 5 years time, I've increased by 30 grand. And we don't always get along. It doesn't always work out for us, you know? Like, Right. Right. Well, and he brought up like this. Listen, this is what he said to me. He said, basically, he's asking me, where does this fall under revenue and where does this fall under operations? Okay. And I was like, listen, I've been thinking about it since you and I last met, and you basically told me I'd be answering to Laura. He's all answering to. I go, okay, reporting. Like, you know, what difference does it make? He's like, it's a big difference. And I'm like, okay, all right. I go, listen, this is the thing. is I agree that it does include operations in quite a bit because I'm going to have to learn different things and it's going to fall into queues and all these things, but the majority of it goes to revenue because it's a sale. And just kind of figuring out the balance, I said maybe it answers to both, you know? Like maybe I have metrics to meet in both because there is interest for both, you know? So I kind of put that out there just trying, because he asked me what I thought, and I don't want to only go to Lore. But I didn't want to say, I understand, but I didn't want to, this is what he said to me about her. He said, listen, she serves a huge purpose because she's extremely organized and I'm not. He's like, when it comes to setting processes, and I didn't tell him that's how I am too. I do that for you. You know what I mean? To a certain extent, I set these processes and this is how we're going to do this or that or whatever. You know, everybody plays their role. So I understand the importance of her role. But she does have her limitations in her communication. Like he knows her. Yeah. Yeah. Mhm. Which I'm fine with being an account manager to a certain extent, and I already do that going above and beyond for so many of our clients, you know? And that's what he said is when I talk to clients and I ask for feedback of who they like talking to the most, they like talking to their closer. And he said that they like talking to you, Amy. They do. They like talking to you. You know, I make them comfortable. I feel like it had to be his idea. We just said, okay, whatever. We gave up a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Because I've been performing and making what I make now, and it's fine. It supports my lifestyle, you know? But, okay, boss. Well, I'm going to start this list. Wyatt just got home from school, and he's sick. I got to see what's going on. Mario's not coming. Oh, he told me, honestly, I'm not sure. Should I tell him that that's when Dave gives the bonuses? Yeah. Forced you. Yeah.